Good morning, this is Tyler and Bella with your 9am Zlines. In local news, Redland City Council Mayor Joss Mitchell has filed a statement of claim against her most senior legal officer, Andrew Ross. Ross has been taken to court for creating a PowerPoint presentation which allegedly referenced Mayor Mitchell in a negative experience for managing psychosocial hazards in the workplace. Ross has since issued an apology, with sources reporting that it was rejected by the mayor. The matter is now before the Brisbane Magistrate Court.
And fears over native logging impacting greater glider habitats in southeast Queensland have grown after the Queensland government met with forestry and timber industry representatives on Thursday. The habitats of endangered southern and central gliders in Tiaro, north of Noosa, are feared to be zoned for logging as the 1999 Southeast Queensland Forest Agreement that pledged to end logging in all state forests south of Gladstone has expired, failing to meet its target. Advocates have reported logging markings in the St. Mary State Forest, a known habitat of native gliders, as the Queensland government's future timber plan seeks to grow the Queensland logging industry in order to keep up with statewide housing development benchmarks.
In national news, more than 8,000 kilometres of fencing has been destroyed during recent floods in outback Queensland. An area twice the size of Victoria in western Queensland has lost more than 200,000 livestock as a result of the damaged fencing. More than 9,000 kilometres of exclusion fencing was built in Queensland from 2016, with the intention of keeping predators out of the paddocks. Local graziers have estimated a whopping $80 million bill for the federal government to repair these much-needed fences.
The New South Wales Parliament has debated the heritage value of Brumbies in Kosciuszko National Park following the publishing of a petition with 11,300 signatures. The petition calls for the Kosciuszko Wild Horse Heritage Act of 2018 to be repealed, with the act of limiting plans of depopulating the Brumby population from tens of thousands to 3,000 by 2027. The member for Wagga Wagga, Joe McGurr, stated that the act had the bizarre effect of supporting an introduced species in a national park above the native animals. Upon deliberation, Tricia Lee, Labor members for the Blue Mountains, said that the act's repeal is not off the table.
In international news, Israeli airstrikes and shelling in Gaza yesterday killed over 115 Palestinians, including women, children, and local journalist Hassan Samor. The barrage targeted hospitals, homes, and refugee tents on the 77th anniversary of the Nakba, a Palestinian commemoration of the ethnic cleansing of Palestine in 1948. Gaza has entered its third month of Israel's complete humanitarian aid blockade, while ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas continue in Qatar.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of showers later this morning. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. And that's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.